That it?
Yeah.
Okay, grab a chair and come and sit down. Okay. Why have you chosen these particular pieces? Tell me about the Haydn Clavier Sonata first. What? Tell me about it. Why did you choose that to perform?
After I researched Haydn and his life, I learned that he worked for this Esterhaz family for most of his career. So he was very strict in what he wrote. And he wrote what the family expected him to write, but there's also a lot of subtlety in his pieces, and there are parts where he breaks away from that expectation. And I thought that would be a good place to explore dynamics, and it would provide a good base for contrast.
Okay, tell me about the classical style then.
The phrasing is very fluid. The dynamics were a lot more exaggerated than in the Baroque style, which is something that I tried to put across in my piece.
How did you put that across in your piece?
For the minor section of bar 53, I think it is, I worked on building up from the lighter major section before, and really like exaggerating the change.
You're giving me a massive clue here. You know.
Yes,
well done. Where is this?
This is on the second page.
Yeah.
Towards the bottom.
All right, the minor bit. Okay, go on it. Or maybe whatever. Okay, and what did that remind me what that demonstrated?
The change in dynamics.
Okay. Excellent. And where would this have been performed? Why was this written?
For the family, the Esterhaz family.
Okay. So it would have been performed when, or what sort of scenario might it have been written for?
A hall type performance, a recital.
Okay, an evening concert.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the rag.
Well, it was written to sort of give a musical demonstration of life in the Roaring Twenties. But rather than going for the original tempo that the composer suggested, I looked at sort of when rags originally came about, they're a lot slower, and I wanted to kind of put that across in my performance of it. So I slowed it down to...
So you slowed it down because...
I wanted to show sort of the transition between the original rag style and how they sort of progressed to the Roaring Twenties, kind of really fast party style.
So the Roaring Twenties were fast and ragtime was slower.
It was originally. So
you sped it up?
I slowed it down.
Oh, you slowed it down?
Yeah, it was originally 18 minutes.
So you slowed it down because ragtime was faster and it slowed down slightly for the Roaring Twenties?
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, right.
So it started off... So Joplin's pieces are actually meant to be played quite slowly.
Right,
and
yeah.
There's a performer called Joshua Rifkin who plays them in that sort of style, and I wanted to put it.
Okay, so this was written by whoever?
Emerson Peters.
Right, and when was this written?
In the 90s, I think it's 94.
Right, okay, so this is in the style of ragtime.
Yeah.
But it's not in the style of the Roaring Twenties ragtime, it's in the style of traditional ragtime.
Yeah.
Okay.
I interpreted it that way.
Alright, okay, that's fine. Describe the ragtime style.
Well, the right hand melody in piano is syncopated, so the strong beats 1 and 3 instead of 2 and 4. Stride piano was. Became used, and it's, I can show you.
Go on. Where are you going? What does Vivace mean?
It means lively.
Okay, well done.